Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
This morning, my topic is entering into the reality of our heavenly position.
今天早晨我的负担乃是进入我们属天地位的实际。
And if we want to enter into the reality of our heavenly position, then we must know where we start.
若我们要进入我们属天地位的实际，我们必须要知道我们要从哪里开始。
And where we will end up.
我们要去到哪里。
And how do we get from that beginning point to our end position?
我们如何从我们的起点到我们的终点。
It is all described in the scriptures. Therefore, let's read the scriptures.
这在神的话里面都有讲到，所以让我们一起来读神的话。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11.
在腓立比书第三章十到十一节。
And this verse tells us what is the energy that propels us from the starting point to the end point.
这一节里面告诉我们，使我们从起点到终点驱使我们的那个能量是什么。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
在腓立比书三章第十节。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death. In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。或者我也得以从死里复活。
In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
Now let's look at where we were.
那我们来看看我们从前是什么光景。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2.
以弗所书第二章一到二节。
This is our starting point.
这是我们原来的起点。
This is where we were before we were saved.
这是我们得救以前的光景。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时候你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
These two verses describe where we were.
这两句经文它就描述我们从前的光景。
And it is every one of us.
那乃是我们每一个人。
And there is no exceptions.
没有别的。
And we must understand where we were before we can move to a higher ground.
我们要明白我们以前的光景，我们才能够去那更高之处。
And the next verse tells us where we're supposed to be.
那下面那一节就讲到我们应该要在哪里。
Chapter 2, verse 6.
在第二章第六节。
And raise us up with him, and sit us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And this is our goal.
这是我们的目标。
And we will be seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
我们可以与基督一同坐在天上。
And Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 23, give us a little bit more detail how this come to pass.
那以弗所书第一章第十九节到二十三节就讲到我们是如何经过的。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19.
以弗所书一章十九节。
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And this passage further elaborate the power of his resurrection.
这几节就更加的来说明基督复活的大能。
And now, what should we do?
那现在我们应该如何行呢？
How do we go from the beginning point to the end point?
我们要如何从起点到达终点呢？
If it's not enough to know the end point,
这不，我们不仅是要知道终点是在哪里。
We have to know the steps to get there.
我们要知道我们去到终点要如何行。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4.
哥罗西书第三章一到四节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4.
哥罗西书三章一到四节。
Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. With Christ, who is our life, is revealed. Then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
From Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2to verse 6, there is a great distance between those two points.
从以弗所书二章一到二节到以弗所书二章六节之间是有一个距离的。
And we have to make incremental progress in order to get there.
我们要一步一步的从第一到二节走到第六节。
And we need to move to higher ground every single day.
我们每一天都要登上那个更高之处。
We have to step in a higher ground today than yesterday.
我们今天要站在比昨天更高之处。
And tomorrow we need to move a little bit higher than today.
然后明天我们要比今天再高一步。
How do we move to higher ground?
我们如何能够登上那更高之处呢？
By setting our mind on things above, not on things that are on earth.
乃是要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
And this is a way that we can be lifted up to a higher ground.
那是我们能够活在那更高之处的方式。
The final verse, John chapter 20, verse 1.
最后一节是在约翰福音第二十章第一节。
John chapter 20, verse 1.
约翰福音二十章第一节。
Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was still dark and saw the tomb stone already taken away from the tomb.
七日的第一日早，清早天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。
That's our further words of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you that there is a life in you.
主，我们感谢你，在你里面有生命。
And that life is for us.
那生命乃是为着我们。
And that life will lift us up and let us stand by faith in a higher plan.
那生命乃是能够提起我们，让我们借着信心能够站在那更高之处。
We pray that you will continue to lift us up to a higher ground.
主，我们求你继续把我们提起，让我们能够在那更高之处。
Even this morning, through the fellowship of your word, you will place us, you will plant our feet on higher ground.
主，今天早晨借着与你话语的交通，你可以把我们的脚踏上那更高之处。
We thank you, we commit this time into your hands.
我们感谢你，我们把时间交在你的手中。
We confess that how limited we are to share your burden.
我们承认我们人是何等的有限，在分享你话语的方面。
And how limited we are to hear your voice.
我们在听你话语的方面，我们也有限。
Therefore, we commit all of us into your precious hand.
所以我们把每一个人都仰望在你的手中。
So this hour will not go by in vain.
愿这些时间不会白白的过去。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
As we reflect on the Easter Sunday, we are drawn to contemplate the profound power of Christ's resurrection.
在今天复活的早晨，我们来思想神复活的大能。
There is one crucial aspect that we need to grasp.
有一个很重要的方面我们需要来思想的。
There is a very close connection between position and power.
这一点就是在地位和能力上有一个非常重要的关系。
It is essential to understand we do not just ask God to give us power.
我们不仅是求神来给我们能力。
We need to move to a position where God's power operates.
我们要到一个地位乃是神能力掌权的地位。
We often have this natural reaction to ask for power.
我们常常有这个很自然而然的这个反应，我们想要求神给我们能力。
Whenever we feel weak, we ask for power.
当我们软弱的时候，我们求能力。
Yet we remain on the same positions.
但我们却停留在同样的地位上。
If we want to experience power, we need to move from our current position to a higher ground.
若我们想要经历神的能力，我们需要从我们原本的地位到那更高之处。
If we stay on the current position, there is no way for us to experience the power.
若我们停留在原本的地位上，我们没有办法去经历神的能力。
There is a very fitting analogy in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有一个很合宜的例子。
Where Joseph attained significant power by rising to the position second in command in Egypt.
约瑟他在升到埃及的第二把手这个位置上之后，他就得到了很大的能力。
Indeed, he had a tremendous power.Of power.
实在那个约瑟他的确有很大的能力。
But he was ascended to that position.
但他是先被提到那个位置上。
If he stayed in the prison,
如果他还停留在那个监狱里面,
then he would not have that power.
他就没有那个能力。
But oftentimes we stay in the prison.
但很常常的我们就停留在那个监狱里面。
Praying for more power.
祷告说要更多的能力。
Unwilling to be lifted up to a higher ground.
但不愿意被提起到那更高之处。
If we aspire to wield greater power in life,
如果我们愿意来经历更大的能力，
we must be willing to be lifted up to a higher ground.
我们要被愿意被神提起到那更高之处。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 and 2 contrast the old position and our new position.
在以弗所书二章的那里就讲到我们旧的地位和我们新的地位。
Initially, we were spiritually dead in trespasses and sins.
我们原本乃是在罪恶和过犯中死了的。
But through Christ's redemptive work, we are lifted up and seated with him in heavenly places.
但借着主耶稣救赎的工作，我们现在是一同与他坐在天上。
This passage illustrates two spiritual positions.
这一段经文就讲到了两个属灵的地位。
Before salvation, we reside in a position of death.
在救恩之前，我们乃是在死亡的地位上。
After salvation, we are raised to a position of resurrection.
但在得着救恩以后，我们乃是在复活的地位上。
Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the power of God.
就如基督乃是因着神的大能复活一般。
Believers are spiritually elevated from the position of death into a position of resurrection.
信徒在属灵的意义上也是从死亡的地位被提到了复活的地位上。
When we believe the Lord, we already have this spiritual standing.
当我们信主的时候，我们就已经有这样属灵的地位了。
But we do not have the reality of that spiritual standing.
但我们可能没有这个属灵地位的实际。
Every one of us here, if you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, then you are already have the standing of sitting together with him.
这在座的每一位，若你已经接受了耶稣基督，那今天在属灵的意义上，你已经有那个实际那个地位，乃是与基督一同坐在天上。
But we may not have the reality of that position yet.
但我们可能还没有那个地位的实际。
Maybe you ask, how can this be? How can I have the standing but no reality?
你就可能会问，为什么我有这个地位却没有那样的实际呢？
When David was anointed as king of Israel by Samuel, he already had the standing to be the king of Israel.
当大卫他被撒母耳高做以色列的王的时候，他已经有那个王的地位了。
But it's no reality.
但却没有还没有那个实际。
He still.Running around in the wilderness like fugitive.
他在旷野像那个逃难的人一般。
There is no reality during the 10-year period.
在那十年他没有王的时机。
But during those 10 years, David, his life was lifted to a higher ground every single day.
但在那十年里面，大卫的生活，他每一天都被神提到那更高之处。
10 years later, he assumed the throne of Israel.
十年之后，他就登上了以色列的王位。
There's no difference. It is no different, in our spiritual life.
大卫与我们的属灵生活是同样的经历。
Our end, our ultimate end, is to enter into reality of our heavenly position.
我们最终的这个目标乃是能够进入我们属天地位的实际里面。
And may ask, if I do not have reality,What is good about the spiritual standing?
你可能会问，如果我没有这个实际的话，那我有这个地位又有什么好处呢？
Our spiritual standing unites us with the Lord.
我们属灵的地位乃是把我们与神连在一起。
Guiding us toward the experiential reality of our heavenly position.
带领我们去经历这个属灵地位的实际。
This morning we want to explore this in little detail.
我们今天早晨想要来借着这个更加深入这一个话题。
And we will explore the story of Lazarus this morning.
我们会借着拿撒路的故事来学习。
And from the story of Lazarus to learn how to enter into the reality.Of our entering into the reality of a heavenly position.
我们要借着拉撒路的故事来学习如何进入我们属天地位的实际当中。
Firstly, we'd like to examine the old position from which we were rescued.
我们首先想要来查验我们从如何从旧的地位当中被救赎出来。
Next, we will delve into the new position to which we have been raised.
我们接下来会晋升到我们如何被升到这个新的地位上。
And finally, we will discuss steps to embrace and enter into the reality of our heavenly positions.
最后我们要来讨论如何进入我们这个属天地位的实际当中。
Let's briefly just mention the story of Lazarus.
让我们简要的来提一下拉撒路的故事。
In the town of Bethany, there lived three siblings, Lazarus and his sisters, Mary and Martha.
在伯大尼的村庄有三个兄弟姐妹，拉撒路还有他的两位姐姐马大和玛利亚。
They were very close friends of Jesus.
他们是主耶稣很亲密的朋友。
And one day Lazarus fell ill, and his sisters sent word to Jesus saying, Lord, the one you love is sick.
有一天拉撒路他就病了，所以他的姐姐们就打发人去告诉主，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
They hope that Jesus will come quickly and heal Lazarus.
姐姐们就希望耶稣可以快快的去来医治拉撒路。
We will have the same reaction just like Martha and Mary.
我们跟马大和玛利亚可能都会有同样的反应。
Upon hearing this, Jesus made a very surprising decision.
但是听到这个消息之后，我们的主耶稣却做了一个很反常的决定。
Instead of immediately coming to Bethany, he remained where he was for two more days.
他没有立刻往伯大尼去，他乃是在所住之处停留了两天。
And during this time, Lazarus grew increasingly worse and eventually died.
在这两天当中，拉撒路的病况就越来越严重，就死了。
After two days,Jesus said to the disciples, let's go back to Judea.
两天之后，耶稣就来和门徒说，我们再往犹太地去吧。
And his disciples were very concerned because Jewish leaders had recently sought to stone Jesus there.
他的门徒就非常的担心，因为犹大人的领袖他们想要用石头打耶稣。
Nevertheless, Jesus was determined to go.
但是主他却决心要去。
When Jesus arrived in Bethany, Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days.
当主耶稣他来到伯大尼的时候，拉撒路已经在坟墓里面4天了。
Many friends from Jerusalem had come to counsel Mary and Martha over the loss of their brother.
有好些犹太人从耶路撒冷来要安慰马大和玛利亚。
Martha went out to meet Jesus and then he said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
马大他就出去迎接主耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask.
就是现在我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。
And Jesus assured her that Lazarus would rise again.
主耶稣向他保证拉撒路必复活。
Then Mary came to Jesus, and she too expressed her grief by saying,
玛利亚也来到耶稣面前，她也向耶稣表达同样的忧伤。
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
主啊，你若在早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
When Jesus heard Mary about Lazarus' death, he wept.
当耶稣听见玛利亚说他拉撒路死了，他就哭了。
In the entire New Testament, Jesus is recorded as weeping only twice.
在整本新约圣经当中，只记载了我们的主耶稣他哭了有两次的记载。
Once at the tomb of Lazarus.
一次是在拉撒路的坟墓前。
Another time, he wept over the city of Jerusalem.
另一次乃是主为耶路撒冷哀哭。
Why did Jesus weep?
为什么主耶稣他哭了？
Didn't he know he was about to raise Lazarus from the dead?
难道他主耶稣不知道他能够使拉撒路从死里复活吗？
Of course he did.
他当然知道。
Both Martha and Mary said the same thing to him.
但马大和玛利亚向主说同样的话。
Lord, if you had been here, my brother.Would not have died.
主啊，若你早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
If Jesus empathized deeply with Martha and Mary, why didn't he come before Lazarus died?
若主耶稣他这样子深深的同情马大和玛利亚，为什么主耶稣不在拉撒路死之前来到伯大尼呢？
Why did Jesus wait until Lazarus had died before coming to Bethany?
为什么主耶稣要等到拉撒路已经死了才来伯大尼呢？
I think there are two reasons.
我想这有两个原因。
One is the surface reason.
第一个是表面的原因。
And there is another deeper reason.
另一个是有一个更深的原因。
Let's talk about the surface reason.
那我们来讲，首先讲这个表面的原因。
Jesus' tears reveal his solidarity with humanity in the face of death and suffering.
主耶稣他流泪乃是显明他同情人类在面对死亡和痛苦难当中的处境。
Even he had the power to overcome the death.
尽管他有能力可以胜过死亡，
He shared in the pain and sorrow experienced by those who had lost a loved one.
但是他共情那些失去挚爱的人他们的痛苦和哀伤。
Martha and Mary fought desperately against Lazarus' death.
马大和玛利亚他们用尽全力想要来对抗拉撒路的死亡。
Cling to hope as long as Lazarus was alive.
他们抓住每一丝机会，希望拉撒路能够存活。
Every possible effort was made to prevent or delay his death.
他们用尽一切的方法来延缓或阻止这个死亡。
Every conceivable solution employed as long as there is a glimmer of life.
每一个方法，只要是有一丝活着的希望，他们都用尽了。
They sent word to Jesus.
他们打发人去耶稣那里。
I hope Jesus will come quickly and heal Lazarus.
希望主能够早些来医治拉撒路。
But Jesus did not come soon enough.
但耶稣没有早来。
And Lazarus died.
拉撒路死了。
Once Lazarus' life faded and death prevailed, all efforts seemed futile.
当拉撒路他离世的时候，死亡好像得胜了。一切的方法都好像没有用了。
When death of Lazarus was inevitable, Martha and Mary found themselves in a hopeless situation.
当拉撒路的死是无可避免、无可挽回的时候，马大和玛利亚看见他们乃是在一个绝望的光景当中。
This is the context from which we would explain the message today.
这是我们接下来这个我们的信息的背景。
To enter the reality of our heavenly position, we must first understand our old position.
当我们要想要进入我们属天地位的实际的时候，我们要明白我们旧的地位。
In Paul's letter to Ephesians, he points out our former state in three different manners.
在保罗书写以弗所书的时候，他在三方面来讲述我们旧的地位。
Number one, we were dead spiritually.
第一点是我们在属灵的意义上是死的。
Secondly, we follow the ways of the world.
第二点乃是我们以前是随从今世的风俗。
The thirdly, we were under the bondage of the prince of the power of the air.
第三点乃是我们以前乃是在空中掌权者的首领的管制下。
Jesus' sorrow was not merely for the physical death of Lazarus.
耶稣的哀伤不仅是为着拉撒路肉身的死亡，
but for the spiritual death of his people.
乃是为着他儿女在属灵意义上的死亡。
His tears at Lazarus' tomb echoed those shed over the city of Jerusalem.
他在拉撒路坟墓前流的泪乃是与他为耶路撒冷城哀哭一样的。
Revealing his deep compassion for souls unaware of their spiritual condition.
他十分同情那些对于自己属灵光景一无所知的灵魂。
When a person is dead, he is no longer aware of his own condition.
当一个人死了的时候，他是不明白自己的光景的。
Lazarus in the tomb was oblivious to his own state of death.
当拉撒路在坟墓里面的时候，他是对自己他的光景是一无所知的。
Everyone around Lazarus felt sorrow and pain, but not Lazarus.
每一个在拉撒路坟墓前的那些人，他们都感觉到悲哀，但拉撒路他什么都感受不到。
Like Lazarus, many who mourn Lazarus were also unaware of their own spiritual conditions.
就如拉撒路一样，许多为拉撒路哀哭的人，他们也不知道，没有意识到自己属灵的光景。
Because they were spiritually dead.
因为他们在属灵的意义上是死的。
When you were dead, you were unaware of your own spiritual conditions.
当你是死的时候，你是不知道自己属灵的光景的。
Had they realized their spiritual state, despair would have overwhelmed them.
若他们看见自己属灵的光景，他们那个绝望甚至会淹没他们。
It is indeed tragic to be spiritually dead yet unaware of it.
实在是你一个人在属灵意义上死了，但却没有意识到自己的光景，是一件很悲哀的事。
But there is an exception.
但这有一个例外。
Now this afternoon, we will have 9 brothers and sisters baptized into our Lord Jesus.
今天下午我们会有九位弟兄姊妹们，他要受浸归于主。
When they are immersed into the water, they are dead.
当他们进入水中的时候，他们是死了的。
But they are aware of their death.
但他们是意识到自己会死。
And not only they are aware of their death, they have hope of rising up from the water.
他们不仅是意识到自己会死，但他们也有这个复活的盼望。
Because they are spiritually alive.
因为他们在属灵的意义上已经活过来了。
There is a huge difference between spiritually dead and spiritually alive.
属灵上的死亡和属灵上的这个复活乃是有很大的不一样的。
So we all have opportunity to witness this miracle.
所以我们都有这样的机会去见证这样的神迹。
Someone who are dying, but he knows he is dying.
有人要死了，但是他知道自己要死。
It doesn't happen unless someone is spiritually alive.
如果这个人不是在属灵意义上被活过来的话，他是没有办法做到的。
Awakening to one's spiritual condition is a profound moment in life.
当一个人看见自己属灵的光景的时候，这是一个很非同凡响的时刻。
Yet the devil tirelessly works to keep soul blind to it.
但魔鬼却不停地在工作，使这些灵魂看不见。
The devil works every single day to keep us from knowing our own spiritual condition.
仇敌每天都在工作，使我们看不见我们自己属灵的光景。
For instance, as Jesus approached the city of Jerusalem.
当我们的主耶稣他来到耶路撒冷的时候
，When he behold the city, he wept.
当他在看这个城市的时候，他就为这城市哀哭。
Then he said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace."
他说：“巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事。
”But now, it is hidden from your eyes.
无奈这是现在是隐藏的。
Jesus saw a multitude in the city of Jerusalem who are like Lazarus.
主耶稣看见耶路撒冷城里面的人就如拉撒路一般。
Who were dead, but who were also blinded to their own conditions.
他们是死的，不仅如此，他们对自己的死亡乃是瞎了眼。
A person must grasp the hopelessness of death beforeappreciating the hope of resurrection.
一个人他要必须看见自己他的属灵上的死亡，经历那个绝望，他才能够感激那个复活所带来的希望。
Martha and Mary and the people in Bethany needed to witness death to fully appreciate resurrection.
马大、玛利亚还有伯大尼那个村庄里的人，他们需要来经历这个死亡，他们才能够感激这个复活的能力。
Although Martha believed in the resurrection at the last day,
尽管马大他相信说主耶稣在末世能够使人复活，
she was unaware that Jesus was the resurrection and the life of that specific day.
但他却不知道主耶稣就是那一天的复活。
She did not know Lazarus could live even though he had died.
她没有意识到拉撒路尽管死了，但他还可以复活。
Brother and sister, today many people around us were spiritually dead.
弟兄姊妹们，今天在我们当中的许多人在属灵上的属灵意义上都是死的。
Around us.
哦，在我们当中，周围他们都是死的。
They are unaware of their spiritual condition.
他们不知道他们属灵的光景。
When we receive this new life now, it is our responsibility to share the message of life to them.
当我们接受了这个新生命的时候，这是我们的责任，要跟他们分享这个新的生命。
This is the burden in the heart of our Lord Jesus. He saw the multitude in Jerusalem.They were spiritually dead, but unaware of it.
当主耶稣他看见耶路撒冷的众人的时候，这乃是主耶稣心中的负担。他们没有意识到他们在属灵的光景。
Are we going to be moved by this revelation?
我们是否被这样的一个启示所打动呢？
If we are, we have opportunity, maybe 2 weeks from now,That we will preach gospel in here.
如果我们被打动的话，可能两周之后，我们在这里会有一个传福音的机会。
If those who are spiritually dead never heard the message of life, they will remain in that conditions.
那些在属灵的意义上死了的人，若他们没有这个生命的信息，他们就停留在死亡的光景当中。
The second aspect of our opposition is we follow the ways of the world.
在这个我们属灵光景的第二方面，乃是我们随从今世的风俗。
The way of the world, are characterized by a divine curse.
今世的风俗乃是在神的咒诅之下的。
Which prevents things from achieving their intended purpose.
这个咒诅就阻拦万物去实现它原本的目的。
Consider Lazarus.
我们来思想拉撒路。
What was God's intended purpose for Lazarus?
神他对拉撒路原本的心意是什么呢？
God said himself, it is for the glory of God.
神他自己说，那乃是为着神的荣耀。
The Lazarus' purpose was to bring glory to God.
拉撒路他的目的乃是要能够为着神的荣耀。
But did Lazarus fulfill that intended purposes?
拉撒路他可以来成就他原本的这个目的吗？
Before he was brought back to life, the answer was no.
在拉撒路从死里复活之前，答案是不可以的。
What about the people in Jerusalem?
那耶路撒冷的众人呢？
Did they fulfill their intended purposes?
他们可以来成就他们原本的目的吗？
The answer was no again.
那答案是不能的。
Because when Jesus entered the temple courts,
当主耶稣他进入到了神的殿里的时候，
Jesus found people selling cattle, sheep, and dove.
主耶稣就看见有买卖牛羊鸽子的人。
They didn't fulfill their intended purpose.
这些人他们没有办法去成就神造他们时候的目的。
Jesus drove them out and saying, My house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers.
主耶稣就把这些人赶出去，他说我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使他们成为贼窝了。
The people of Jerusalem, entangled by the ways of the world, similarly failed to fulfill their intended purpose.
耶路撒冷的众人，他们随从今世的风俗，他们没有办法去实现他们原本的目的。
Anything under a curse can never fulfill its intended purpose.
在咒诅之下的人和事，他都没有办法去实现他们原本的目的。
We too were born into this hopeless situation.
我们也是生在这样子绝望的光景当中的。
The third aspect of our opposition.Is we were under the bondage of the prince of the power of the air.
关于这个我们属灵地位的旧的地位的第三个方面，乃是我们在这个空中掌权者的首领的辖制之下。
You see, first we find ourselves in a state of spiritual death.
一开始我们看见说我们在属灵的意义上是死了的。
The surrounding us are the ways and influence of the world.
我们的周围乃是这个今世的风俗和影响。
Expanding further out, we encounter the prince of the power of the air.
再扩大来说，我们就看见这个空中掌权者的首领。
Representing the vast dominion of the devil.
看见了这个魔鬼所掌权的领域。
So the situation appears utterly impossible.
这样的一个光景真的是绝望的。
Satan's dominion holds all of creation, everyone within it, in bondage and death.
撒旦的他掌权的就是所有受造都在这个死亡的捆绑当中。
And his kingdom is well organized.
他的国度乃是有谋划的。
Ensuring that every soul remains ensnared.
撒旦是要确保每个灵魂都在这样的捆绑之下。
Even if one managed to escape,The prince of the power of the air relentlessly pursues them to reclaim what he considered his possession.
尽管有人可以逃离这样的捆绑，但是那个在空中掌权的却会不停地这样追捕他们，使他们再夺回来成为自己的产业。
For example, following Lazarus' resurrection, that people begin to plot against him.
举个例子来说，在拉撒路复活之后，有这些人就想要谋划来杀害拉撒路。
The council want to kill both Lazarus and Jesus.
宗教的领袖们，他想要杀害耶稣和拉撒路。
Similarly, after Jesus cleansed the temple,
就如主耶稣他在洁净圣殿之后
，the high priest and religious council began to plot against Jesus.
这个大祭司和宗教领袖们，他们就要谋划来杀害耶稣。
When all this were happening, the people in Bethany and Jerusalem were totally unaware of it.
当这些事情发生的时候，伯大里、耶路撒冷城的人，他们都不知道。
They did not know they were under the bondage of the prince of the power of the air.
他们在这个在空中掌权者的辖制之下，他们对此一无所知。
And this ignorance was the reason why Jesus wept at the tomb and over the city of Jerusalem.
他们的无知乃是主耶稣他为什么要为着耶路撒冷城哀哭。
And this is the deeper reason why Jesus wept.
这是主耶稣他哭了更深的原因。
However,When Jesus was crucified on the cross, he disarmed these evil forces.
但当我们的主他被钉十字架的时候，他就废除了这一切仇敌的能力。
The power of his resurrection dealt with them, providing our deliverance.
这复活的大能就对付了仇敌，给我们带来了救赎。
No wonder Apostle Paul called this so great salvation.
怪不得我们使徒保罗他说这是何等大的救恩。
May we truly grasp the magnitude of our deliverance through the power of his resurrection.
愿意我们真的是来认识这个复活的大能所带给我们的救赎。
Now let's move on to the second point. We want to understand the new position to which we have been raised.
那现在我们到第二点，我们想要来明白我们被提到的这个新的地位。
So Jesus asked to be taken to the tomb.
主耶稣他要求要被带到这个坟墓那里。
Instruct them to remove the stone covering the entrance.
主耶稣就叫他们来挪开这个封住坟墓的石头。
Martha was very concerned about the old order due to Lazarus having been dead for 4 days.
马大就很担心，因为这个拉撒路已经死了4天，已经臭了。
They nevertheless they obey Jesus.
不管怎样，他们顺服了主。
Then the Jesus lifted his eyes toward the heaven and pray.
主耶稣他就举目望天，大声的祷告。
Father, I thank you that you have heard me.
父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。
I knew that you have always heard me.
我也知道你常听我。
But because of the people standing around, I said it.
但我说这话是为周围站着的众人
so that they may believe that you sent me.
叫他们信是你差了我来
After his prayer, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
主耶稣祷告之后主耶稣就大声说拉撒路出来
Lazarus did not know that he was dead until he heard the word, Lazarus, come forth.
拉撒路他不知道自己已经死了直到他听见主耶稣大声地对他说出来
To the amazement of all present, Lazarus, who had been dead, came out of the tomb.
所以众人都稀奇原本已经死了的拉撒路就从坟墓里出来
His hand and feet were wrapped with strips of linen.
他的手脚都裹着布
His face was covered with a cloth.
他脸上包着手巾
Jesus instructed them to remove the burial clothes and let Lazarus go.
耶稣就叫人卸开这些埋葬用的布使拉撒路可以走出来
Brothers and sisters, I do not know whether there are persons in this room who are spiritually dead.
弟兄姊妹们，我今天不知道我们在座是不是也有人在属灵的意义上是死的。
It's a very serious situation when you are spiritually dead.
这是一个很严重的事情，若你是在属灵意义上死了的。
Because you are unaware of your situation.
因为你自己可能都不知道你自己的光景。
As long as you are aware of your situation, it's not so bad.
只要你认识到自己的光景，这还有希望。
But if you are spiritually dead,
但若你是在属灵上死的
，like the people in Bethany,
就像伯大尼的那些人
，like the people in the city of Jerusalem,
如耶路撒冷的那些人
，the only way you can get out of it is by hearing the word of Jesus, Lazarus, come forth.
你这个得救的唯一希望就可以听到耶稣对你说。拉撒路出来
If you hear that voice speaking to you this morning
若你今天早晨听见主耶稣对你说同样的话
Do come out
你要出来
Do not stay where you were
不要停留在你原本的光景里面
If you hear this call by the Lord Jesus say Lazarus come forth
若你听见主耶稣对你说同样的话，就如他对拉撒路说：“拉撒路出来。”
Then today is your opportunity to be lifted out of your spiritual death.
今天就是你可以从这个属灵的死亡当中被提出来的机会。
We don't need to stay in that state of death.
我们不需要停留在那死亡的光景里。
But you have to come forth.
但是你要出来。
If you hear that voice today.Come forth.
如果你今天听见主的声音，你要出来。
Remove all the strip of linen from your face.
把你包裹你脸上的这些布都拿走。
So that you can see.
让你可以看见。
Through the power of resurrection, Lazarus was raised from the dead.
借着复活的大能，拉撒路从死里复活。
If you are spiritually dead today,
若你今天在属灵的意义上是死的
you can be raised by the power of his resurrection.
你可以借着他复活的大能被提起来
If you hear it,
如果你听见了的话
If you respond to that hearing,
你向这个声音来回应
You come forth.
你要出来
You say, Lord, here I come.
你说主啊我要出来
I am spiritually dead
我的确是在属灵的意义上死了
But I hear your call
但我听见你的声音
Here I come
所以我要出来
This is that day
今天就是你的机会
This is could be your day of resurrection
今天就是你复活的日子
Now finally let's move on toEnter into the reality of our heavenly position.
最后我们要来讨论我们如何进入我们属天地位的时机。
Now that we have received this new life, we are obligated and responsible to align ourselves with the life within.
如今我们领受了这个新的生命，我们也应当顺从我们里面生命的这个感觉。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 said, Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
在哥罗西书第三章第一节就讲到，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Essentially, this means aligning with the life within us.
这一节经文讲到的乃是我们要顺从里面生命的感觉。
What does that mean in our life?
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean by aligning with the life within?
顺从我们里面生命的感觉是什么意思呢？
Consider Paul's encounter with the life.
我们来思想当保罗他遇见那大光。
He heard a voice saying, I am Jesus, you are persecuting.
他就听见那个声音说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
He immediately surrendered to Jesus.
他马上就降服于主耶稣。
And aligned himself with the life within.
他就顺从生命的感觉。
Allow that encounter to redirect the course of his life.
使那个经历指引他之后一生的路。
After this encounter of life, Paul was never disobedient to the vision from heaven.
在经历那大光之后，他就说他没从来就没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Anything that is not aligned with the life within Paul, he considered a loss.
那些没有顺从他里面生命的感觉的，他都看为有损的。
Conversely, anything that is aligned with the life within Paul consider it a gain.
相反的，那顺从里面生命感觉的，他就看为有益的。
Each time Paul surrendered to the life within, he was moved to a higher ground.
他每一次向他里面的生命来降服的时候，他就被带到那更高之处。
Brother, sister, this is a practical life of following the Lord.
这乃是我们跟从主的实际。
We do not follow a doctrine.
我们不是跟从那个教条。
We follow the life within us.
我们乃是顺从里面生命的感觉。
If our decision is aligned with the life within, we are moved to a higher ground.
若我们的决定乃是顺从我们里面生命的感觉，我们就被带到那更高之处。
If we disobey the life within, then we remain at the same place.
若我们不顺从生命的感觉，我们就停留在原本的地位。
Brothers and sisters, every single day, we're facing these choices.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每天都面临这样的决定。
Every single day, multiple times, you face the challenges. Do I align myself with the life within me, or I want to do it my own way?
我们每天在很多的时候，我们都面临这样的决定。我们是顺从生命的感觉呢，还是顺从我们自己的感觉？
If we align ourselves with the life within, we step to a higher ground.
当我们来顺从生命的感觉的时候，我们就登上那更高之处。
If you step to a higher ground every single day,
若你每天都登上那更高之处，
you enter into the reality of our heavenly position day by day.
你就进入那个属天地位的实际，每一天你都可以经历。
Aligning ourselves to the life within will drastically change the way we face challenges in life.
顺从生命的感觉乃会大大的改变我们面对生活中各样的难处。
Many of the older folks here fully understand what I'm saying.
在座比较年长的弟兄姊妹们可能能够明白我所说的。
Some of the younger ones, you have no idea what I'm saying.
可能比较年轻的你可完全不知道我在讲什么。
We will face many challenges in life.
我们在生活当中会面临许多的挑战。
And how do we face our challenges matters.
我们如何去面临这些挑战是很重要的。
How do we go about in our life when we have challenges ahead of?
我们要如何面对生活中的这些挑战呢？
Let's look at the Israelites.
我们来看一下以色列人。
They encountered the Lord when they crossed the River Jordan.
当他们在过约旦河的时候，他们就经历了主。
They left behind their old life and embraced a new life.
他们放下老我的生命，要去拥抱这个新的生命。
Now, having that new life in them, they began to align with the life within.
当他们来有领受了这个新的生命的时候，他们开始来学习顺从里面的生命。
They have a dramatically different way to face their challenges.
他们面对挑战的时候就完全不一样了。
Confronting their first challenges at Jericho.
在耶利哥城的时候，他们面临他们第一个挑战。
They demonstrated a completely new approach to warfare.
他们对于征战，他们有一个完全不一样的理解。
Devoid of any human effort.
完全没有任何人的这个能力的参与。
With no sword drawn, no reliance on fleshly efforts, they marched silently around the city for 7 days.
他们不需要拔刀，不需要靠人肉体任何的能力，他们就静默围绕耶利哥城。
Never happened in the history of mankind.
在人类历史上，这是没有发生过的。
On the seventh day, after circling the city 7 times, they shouted together.
在绕城的第七日，绕城第七次之后，他们就大声哭喊。
This shout is an act of obedience and one of perfect faith in God.
这样的呼喊乃是对神那完全信心的彰显。
And led to Jericho's fall.
耶利哥的城墙就倒塌了。
Brother and sister, aligning with the life with sin opens up a completely new reality for us.
这个顺从我们生命的感觉为我们打开一个全新的时机。
Consider this John chapter 20 verse 1.
我们来思想约翰福音第二十章第一节。
John wrote this way to open chapter 20.
约翰他开始这个约翰的第二十章的时候他是这样写的。
Mary Magdalene arrives early at the tomb on the first day of the week.
七日的第一日清早，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓前。
This seemingly simple statement carries full profound significance.
这样简单的一句话却有深刻的意义。
Marking the shift in religious observance from the Sabbath day to the Lord's day.
这标志着这个宗教的仪式，它从犹太人的这个传统的安息日转向了我们主复活的日子。
In Jewish tradition, the Lord's day was the seventh day.
在宗教在犹太人的宗教当中，这个第七日乃是安息日。
Called Sabbath.
他们叫这第七日叫安息日。
But John emphasized it is the first day of the week, symbolizing a transition.
但约翰却强调说，这一日是七日的头一日。
In Judaism, people work for 6 days and rest on the seventh.
在犹太教里面，这些犹太人他们六日做工，第七日安息。
But in Christianity, believers rest on the first day and work for the subsequent 6.
但是在基督的信仰当中，信徒他们在第一日安息，六日接下来六日才做工。
So this reversal underscores a profound truth.
这样的一个转变乃是有一个深刻的意义。
God now operates from a position of rest.
我们的神乃是在安息的地位上做工。
Brother and sister, this is a new reality.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个新的实际。
We begin the week from rest.
我们开始一周的时候，我们乃是从安息开始。
And the Lord's Day is the first day of the week.
主日乃是我们七日的头一日。
We must begin the first day from a position of rest.
我们要从安息的这个地位来开始我们的第一日。
If ever occurred to you that you are so busy you couldn't come on the Lord's day.
如果这在你身上发生，就是你第一日就已经很忙。
That means you still live in the Jewish tradition.
那说明你还在那个犹太人的宗教里面。
You worked 6 days, but you didn't finish, so you couldn't come on the 7th day.
因为你六日做工，你第七日都还不能完成，所以你就没有办法来到主日。
Brothers and sisters, this is our new position.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们新的地位。
We need to face all the challenges in our life from the position of rest.
这我们要面对生活中各样难处的时候，我们要从我们这个安息的地位开始。
Having already attained this rest through the work of the Calvary and the resurrection of Jesus, God now operates from the position of rest.
借着在加略山上所成就的主耶稣他复活的大能，现在神乃是在安息的地位上做工。
And through the gift of resurrection, God shared his rest with us.
也借着这个复活生命的恩赐，神与我们同享这个安息。
Allowing those who align with the life within to also operate from the position of rest.
那些顺从里面生命感觉的人，那就可以在安息的地位上做工。
Understanding this truth empowers us greatly.
认识这个真理，使我们可以大大的得力。
As we realize we have been given God's own rest through the gift of resurrection.
我们来明看到说，借着主耶稣复活的生命，我们也得着这个安息。
In conclusion, we'd like to return to the beginning verse.
在结束的时候，想回到我们一开始分享的经文。
Paul expresses his deep desire to intimately know Christ.
使徒保罗他就来分享说，讲到说他想要认识基督这深深的渴慕。
Not only in his suffering,but also in the power of his resurrection.
不仅在于与基督一同受苦，更是要晓得他复活的大能。
To Paul, this power is not merely a theoretical concept.
对于保罗来说，这个复活的大能不仅是一个理论的概念。
But a living reality.
这是一个活着的实际。
Despite accomplishing more than anyone in history.
保罗比在历史上任何人成就的都还要多。
He humbly considered himself nothing more than an earthen vessel.
他谦卑地认为自己只不过是一个属地的器皿。
Recognizing that it was Christ and the power of his resurrection with him that achieved everything.
他认识到乃是基督和他复活的大能在保罗里面使他可以成就这些。
Brothers and sisters, there is good news today.
弟兄姊妹们，今天有一个好消息。
This power is not confined to the past, but is available to anyone who places his trust in Jesus.
这个大能不仅是在过去运行，今天在信他的人身上也在运行。
The Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells within us.
那在使基督复活的圣灵，今天也在我们住在我们里面。
Connecting us to the same power.
使我们连于那个大能。
Today there is a pressing need for a deeper, more experiential understanding of Christ and His resurrection power.
今天对于能够经历主耶稣，经历他的复活的大能，在经历上的认识，我们有一个更深的追求。
When Paul wrote this verse, he had received abundant wisdom and revelation.
当保罗他写这句话这个书信的时候，他已经得着了丰富的启示。
He was called to be the apostle to the Gentiles, spreading the gospel throughout the Roman Empire.
他被召做外邦人的使徒，在罗马帝国下传福音。
Establishing churches in both Asia and Europe.
他也被召要在亚细亚和欧洲建立教会。
He unveiled the mysteries of God and Christ to humanity.
他揭开了神的奥秘，向人显明基督。
Writing half of the New Testament.
保罗撰写了超一半的新约。
Despite this achievement, he said, I do not consider myself as having laid hold of it yet.
尽管他有这些成就，保罗却说，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Like a deer panting for the waters, Paul yearned for more.
就如那鹿渴慕溪水一般，保罗他渴慕更多。
He yearned for a higher ground.
他渴慕这个更高之处。
He knew there's still a higher ground.
他知道那里还有一个更高之处。
He recognized that as member of Christ's body, we are invited to partake in His power of resurrection.
他知道我们作为教会身体的肢体，我们也是可以来领受他复活的大能。
Therefore, almost at the end of his life,
所以在保罗一生的尽头的时候
，He has a fervent prayer that echoes through the ages.
他有这样一个迫切的祷告，乃是延续至今的祷告。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
他的祷告便是使我可以认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
On this Easter Sunday, may we also be stirred to share in his fervent pursuit of knowing Christ and his power of resurrection.
愿这个复活节的早晨，我们也同保罗一样，可以来对认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，有这样火热的追求。
Let's pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Father, we do thank you that we have been given such an opportunity to receive that power.
我们的主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们有这样的一个机会来能够来追求你复活的大能。
We thank you for lifting us out of that hopeless situation.
我们感谢你把我们从那样子绝望的光景当中救赎出来。
We do pray for those who may still in that position today.
我们为着那些还在那样光景当中的人来祷告。
If there is anyone in our midst who are in that position of death,
如果在我们当中还有人是在那死亡的光景之下的，
we pray that you speak to them.
我们祷告你向他来说话。
We pray that you speak to them in the loud voice.
我们祷告你可以向他们来大声的说话。
So they can hear.
让他们可以听见。
You will call out, Lazarus, come forth.
你像就如你对拉撒路说的，拉撒路出来。
We pray that when this person hear your voice, he will respond.
我们祷告，当这个人听见你的声音的时候，他会回应。
Recognize the voice of the Lord.
能够来认得主你的声音。
Surrender himself to the voice of the Lord.
来向你说的话降服。
Aligning with the life within.
顺服他里面生命的感觉。
Then you will move him to a higher ground.
你可以把他带到那更高之处。
I pray for everyone here.
我为着众人来祷告。
We do not consider ourselves have laid hold of it yet.
我们不是以为我们已经得着了。
There is one thing, forgetting what's behind.
但有一件事乃是忘记背后。
And press on forward.
要努力面前的。
Realize there is a higher ground than where we are.
我们知道与我们现在所处之地还有一个更高之处。
So that we can surrender ourselves to the life within us.
因为我们可以来顺服我们里面生命的感觉。
So we can be lifted to a higher ground.
使我们可以被提到那更高之处。
Even this morning.
就在今天早晨，愿你。
Even on the day of Easter Sunday.
在复活节的早晨。
You will lift us up to a higher ground.
你要把我们提起来到那更高之处。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。 Amen.